The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf kof het. Today's daf is being studied. Le'elu nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichana b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah shelema. Sarah bat Rachel. Inna refanala. Inna refanala. Inna refanala. Fata nefesh. Refuah taguf. Refuah taguf. We begin today's daf on Kuf Zayin Amud Bet, and we are starting at the Mishnah, and we continue to learn some of the laws surrounding Mi'un. What is considered a case of a Ketana that makes Mi'un Kol Shesi'uha Ima Ve'acheha Ve'data, which means in a case where she was married off by her mother or her brother, which means her father died, and therefore the rabbis instituted that even though Minat Torah, a father has the right, only a father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana. However, in the event that he died, Hachamim made a takana that the mother or the brother of the girl when she's a ketana can marry her off. This is called a kiddushin midrabbanan. And therefore, before she becomes a gedulah, she's able to make a refusal that's called a mi'un. But the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says it has to be lidata, meaning it has to be done with her consent. His si'ua shelo lidata, but let's say they married her off shelo lidata without her consent. Ena sericha lima'in. She does not even need a mi'un. Rabbi Hananya ben Antigonos omer, kol tinoket she'ena yechola lishmor kedusha, ena sericha lema'en. Which means, if she's so young, for example, let's say between 6 and 10 years old, let's say according to the Me'idi, where she, and we ascertain that she's unable to hold her kedushin, which means she's unable to hold her kedushin, which means they give her a kesef, or they give her a shtar, and she can't hold on to it, means she loses it, so therefore she doesn't have the maturity yet to hold on to a kiddushin, so the kiddushin is not hal. So therefore she doesn't need even a ni'un, because kiddushin is not hal. The minimum is she has to be able to hold on to the kiddushin that she gets. The Bili Ezer Omer, En Ma'aseh Ketana Kelum, Ela Kimputa. So he says, the Bili Ezer, that the action of a ketana is nothing, it has the status of a mifuta. Which means if a girl who's a ketana goes with a man, since she's a ketana, has no status and has no bearings. And Gemara says, what comes out of this, the Mishnah says, Bat Yisrael Lakohen, which means if she's a Bat Yisrael and gives a gets a kiddushin, and she married a Kohen, Lo tocha betruma, she cannot eat truma. Because since Ma'aseh ketana is nothing, so therefore she doesn't adopt the status of her husband who's a Kohen, she remains a Bat Yisrael, she cannot eat teruma. And the opposite, Bat Kohen li Yisrael, if she's a Bat Kohen that married Yisrael, tocha betruma, because she doesn't lose her kanut status, because she's a ketana, and ma'aseh ketana is nothing. Rabbi Eliyahu ben Yaakov Omer, kol akaba shehi min ha'ish, any restraint that comes from the man's side, ke'ilu hi ishto, then it's considered the lady is married. Kol akabash she'ena menayish, any restraint that doesn't come from the man, ke'ilu ena ishto, it's like he's not his wife. And we're going to wait for the Gemara to explain that last line of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Comes the Gemara and begins, Amar of Yehuda, Da'amri la b'matnitata na barishona. Originally, ayu kotvim get mi'un. What was the text of a get that they used to give the lady, the girl that made a mi'un? They used to write a get, like a divorce document. So what was the text that they used to write? So they used to write the following, Lo ra'ina be, ve lo tzavina be. I do not want him, and I do not will him or desire him, ve let ana ba'yal litnaseba le. And I do not want to marry him. That was the language they would write in a get miun. Kevan de hazud nafish de bura. The rabbis saw that it was very verbose. It was very, very too much language. So what did they do? Amre, they said, atel lehlufe bikita. A sofer who was an ama'ariz is going to make a mistake and think that this text over here will work for a regular divorce case, since it's very very elaborate, very long. And therefore we're worried that they might misuse this type of get, halitza, to give it to a regular lady that's getting a full-fledged get, and it's not legitimate. So the rabbis changed the text. So what they do? Tekinu hachi, biyom ploni, on such and such a day, mi'ana pelonit blat ploni, be'anpaya, on such and such a day, this girl made a mi'un in front of us, in front of us. That's it. That was the end of it. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Ezehu mi'un. Now we discuss different ways that the girl can make a mi'un. Abna, for example, let's say she said, E efshi beploni ba'ali. That's clear. She says, I don't want ploni, my husband. E efshi bekidushin shekidushani imi ba'ahi. Or, for example, she says, I'm not interested in the kiddushin that my mother or brother married me off. So either she could say it to the husband, or she could refer back to the mother and the brother. She's not interested in that kiddushin. Yeter al ken amar biyuda. The biyuda even went a step further. Afilu yoshevet be'aprion. Even if she's sitting in the carriage that they used to carry the kalot to the wedding. In like a pirion, they called it, like a carriage that was specially designated for the kalot. So even if she's sitting in the pirion on the way to the wedding, veholechet mebet abia lebet bala, she's going from her father's house to go get married, veamra e efchi beploni bali, and she says, I'm not interested, I don't want this husband, zehu miun. That's considered miun. Now she says, second line, afilu kishi yoshev apiyon v'nosin otam ebet abia lebet ba'ala lechupa v'amre yevshi bo tika lememar ilo ba'ya le tihut v'tizil. Which means, because you could argue and say, maybe it's not considered miun, because if she really didn't want this guy, she would jump out of the apiyon and run home. Still, maybe she's embarrassed to do that. So therefore, if she expresses that she doesn't want, even on the way to the wedding, that she says, afilu hache have miun. Even so, it's considered a miun. Yet, and I'll get about a miyuda. Furthermore, the miyuda said, afilu ayu urchin misubin bebet ba'ala. Let's say they went to the wedding, and you had guests that were at the house of her husband, vi omedet umashke alim, and she's serving them, which means she's tending to the guests of her husband. Ve'amra lahem, and she tells the guests, the efshi biploni ba'ali, I don't want my husband, harehu mi'un. It's considered mi'un. You might have thought that she's serving the guests, so therefore that's showing that she's happy with the husband, and therefore what she's saying is nothing. Kamashwan, even if she's serving the guests of her husband, still if she says the efshi biba'ali, it's considered a mi'un. Nashi, afilu orhin, teleka betin. She's not even saying it in front of a betin. Vetu da'ani mishtak shatke. And furthermore, the guests, they're going to be quiet. Velo kamutai, they're not going to publicize it. Still, even if she did it in front of guests, it's still going to be considered a miun. Yet al ken amar Rabbi Yehuda afilu shigra ba'la etzel chenbani. Let's say her husband sent her to the store, la'avilu hefetz mishelo. Let's say to buy something or to bring something for him. The amar, and she told the storekeeper, efshi biploni ba'ali, I don't want my husband. En lecha miun gadol mizeh. There's no greater miun than this. Because you might have argued and said that maybe she's just saying it because her husband is sending on an errand. So she's upset. So she's saying, oh, efshi biba'ali zu. Kamash ma'lan? No. It's still considered a miun, even if she expresses it on the way, doing an errand for her husband. That she, etzel chenbani deleka ila chenbani, especially it's only one man. Ve'ika lememar mishum da'atrehe, or da'atreha hu lehavilo hefes mishelo. So you would have thought that maybe she's doing it because she's been burdened to do the errand. Kamashman, still is considered a mi'un. Rabbi Hananya ben Antigonos omer, kol tinoket. What did he say? That any tinoket that cannot hold on to her kiddushin, she doesn't even need a mi'un. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halakha, Rabbi Hananya, Harina ben Antigonos. Halakha does follow that chitatana, ketana shelo mi'ana. So you have a katana, she did not make a mi'un. Ve'amda ve'nas'ah. Oh, and she went without a mi'ud, and she got married to somebody else. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera amru nisueha hen mi'uneha, which means the mi'un is manifested by the nisuin. She's when she goes to marry another guy, that's as if she's saying to the first guy, "I don't want you." So the nisuin is like the mi'un. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ibayidehu nitkadesha mahu." She says, "I understand if she makes a nisuin to the second guy, which is a consummation. So that's really that she is making mi'un. She is rejecting her first marriage. But what about if she only made, let's say, a kiddushin?" So the Gemara says, "Tashema ketana shelo mi." She did not make a mi'un to the first husband, and she got up and she made a kiddushin to the second guy. Even the kiddushin is considered as a mi'un. Look at Rashi. Rashi says nitkadesha le'acher belo mi'un. Okay, so the Gemara says further, Ibayalehu. Now the Gemara's question, this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. Peligi Rabbanan Aled Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera? Olo, do the rabbis argue on Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera or not? Now the Gemara gives some options. If you want to say the rabbis argue on Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Bekiddushin or Afinu ben Nisuin, do they argue on Kiddushin or even do they argue even on Nisuin? If you want to even argue on Nisuin, which is if she went and made Nisuin, still it's not considered legitimate, it's not considered a mi'un. Halakha kemoto, or in halakha kemoto, does the halakha follow the Yudam Betera or not? If you want to say the halakha follows the Yudam Betera, bin Nisuin or afilu b'kiddushin. Which means, at what stage of the first marriage? Which means, when till now we talked about the second marriage, it doesn't matter if she didn't make a mi'un and she made a kiddushin or a nisuin to the second guy, that it's considered about she's rejecting the first marriage. So now again, what I want to know, at what stage are we talking about in the first marriage? Which means, are we going to say kiddushin, maybe since it's only a kiddushin, then she can rely on a mi'un kal, a weak mi'un, by not verbalizing, just going to marry somebody else. But maybe if she was married to the first guy, nisuin, maybe such a weak mi'un cannot undo a nisuin. So we want to know, at what stage of the first marriage does this work? So the Gemara says, Tashema Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel Halakha Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betera. So it's well said, halakha follows the Yehuda ben Betera. So the Gemara says, if you have to say halakha, halakha mechlal de palige. Right. Which means, must be what? That is arguing. If you say halakha, must be somebody is arguing. So must be the rabbis argue on him. Vakati tif'ilach, dehavan nasiba mi'ikara, or dilma mi'kadesha. Was she married first, or was she only mi'kadesha to the first guy? Tashema. So we have a braita. Dechalate de'abdan. We have the daughters-in-law of the rabbi called Abedan, Imrud. So they rebelled against their husbands. They rebelled, which means either they said they don't want to have tashmish with their husbands, or they rebelled that they don't want to do melacha for their husbands. She's considered a moredit. So what happened? Shadar Rabbi Zuget Rabbanan Limibdekinu. So Rabbi dispatched a pair of rabbis to go see if their rebellion is true. So they sent ladies to go see if these ladies, these girls, are really rebellious. So the ladies told the daughters, Hazu gavraichu dekatu. Look, girls, your husbands are coming. So the kalato told these ladies, Neheve gavraichu ditku. Let them be your husbands. So therefore, Amar Rabbi en lecha mi'un gadol mizeh. There's no greater mi'un than this over here. Because they're really saying, look, your husbands are coming. Our husbands? You take them. Let them be your husbands. So he said, that's the greatest mi'un. Oh, the Gemara says, my love, da'ava nisiba. And we're assuming that they were married. And still you see that such a mi'un, which the Gemara is assuming that this is a mi'un kal, is going to work. So the Gemara asks, so that it's not a question, that even from a nisu'in of the first marriage, a mi'un kal will work. So Gemara says, lo, da'avi mikadesha kiddushe. No, I could argue that they were only mikudeshet, which is the daughters-in-law of Abdam were only mikudeshet. And therefore you can only prove that a mi'un kal will work if the first marriage is only kiddushin. But the Gemara says v'alacha k'Yehuda b'betera v'afilu b'nisuin kama. The halacha applies to Yehuda b'betera that what? You don't even have to verbalize it. That the nisuin or the kiddushin of the second marriage is considered a mi'un to the first marriage, and even if the first marriage was from the kiddushin, from the nisuin, still a mi'un kal will work. Comes the Gemara and says to be Eliezer Omer, we learned in the Mishnah that the Rabbi Elazar said, "En maase ketana klum." We said that the maase of a ketana, when she goes gets married, it's nothing. She has the status of a mifuta. It's like the guy seduced her. So the Gemara says, "Amar b'Rav Shmuel, chozrani al kol stade hachamim." I looked at all the opinions of the rabbis regarding a nisuin of a ketana. Velo matzati adam sheishva midota beketana kerabi Elazar. I saw the most consistent opinion when it comes to the marriage of a ketana is Rabbi Elazar. She'asa'a Rabbi Elazar kemetayelet imo b'hasir. Which means Rabbi Elazar gave no credence to the marriage of a ketana, when she goes herself, let's say, and makes a kiddushin, gave no credence to it. It's just like she's walking with the guy in the courtyard. Just like walking with somebody in the courtyard doesn't make a kiddushin. So the ketana also does not make a kiddushin. Ve'omedet meheko, which means so much so that it's not a kiddushin, even though she was with him, let's say, she can leave him. Ve'tovelet, she can go to the mikveh because she was tameh, because she had to be out with him. Ve'ochelet betrumah la'erev. And if she's a bat kohen, she can go home, eat terumah, be'erev. But she's a kiddushin, was nothing. She just has to go to the mikveh. And that night already, she can eat terumah. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, en ma'aseh ketana kelum. Which means it's nothing. To what extent? En ba'ala zakai lo b'mitzi'ata. To the extent that the husband doesn't have rights to her mitzi'ah. Normally if a wife finds a lost object, the husband keeps it. In this case over, it's nothing. The husband doesn't keep her found objects. Ve'lo b'ma'asiyah, nor does he have rights to her work. Ve'lo b'afarat nedareha, nor does he have rights to make hafarat nedarim on her vows. Ve'eno yursha, he does not inherit her in the case that she dies. Ve'en mitameh la, nor... if he's a Kohen, he does not mitameta. Normally a Kohen is able to mitameta his wife. But in this case of it, since the Ketana is not considered Kiddushin, there's no Tumah. Klalot shel davar, the basic rule over here, Rabbi Elazar, is what? Eno ke ishto lechol davar. It's not his wife lechol davar. So Tosafot comes along and says, what do you need this klal for? So it's coming to include a case of a Bat Yisrael le Kohen. That if she's a bat yisrael that made this type of kiddushin and she married a kohen, she does not eat terumah. Meaning works both ways. If she's a bat kohen, she could still eat terumah after she goes to the mikveh. And if she's a bat yisrael, she cannot eat terumah because she's not considered married. However, ela shesiricha mi'un. But the rabbi still said, since they were living together, so you need some sort of procedure. So you need a mi'un. So comes Gemara and says, she's minat Torah, it's nothing. But the rabbi said, in such a case, you need a mi'un. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Ba'ala zakai b'msi'ata. It's a marriage. The husband gets the mitzi'ot, u'ma'asiyadeh, her work, hafarat edareha, he absolves her vows, v'yursha, he inherits her, u'mitameh-la. And he can be mitameh-ta. Klalot shel davar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, harei ki'ishto, lechol davar, meaning if she's a bat Yisrael, she eats teruma. Or if she's a bat Kohen, she doesn't eat teruma. So the Gemara says, Ela, but even according to Rabbi Yehoshua, she yotzah b'miyun. But she also has to go out b'miyun. So those are the two opinions. Amar Rabbi nir'in devir Rabbi Eliezer and devir Rabbi Yehoshua. So Rabbi comes along and says, you know what? Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense than Rabbi Yehoshua. Why? She Rabbi Eliezer hishvam midotav b'ktana. Because he's consistent. Which means he says the marriage is not a marriage. And therefore the husband is not zakai to all the benefits of a regular marriage. V'Rabbi Yehoshua hilik. But Rabbi Yehoshua is inconsistent. On one end he says what? You need a... it's considered a marriage. Considered a marriage, even that what? If she's a bat yisrael, she can eat terumah. But on the other hand, he says if she wants to get out of it, she only needs a mi'un. So that's inconsistent. If it's a marriage, she needs a get. So the Gemara says, my chiduk, where do you see the chiduk that Rabbi Yehoshua made? He ishtohi Divrei get. She should eat a get. So the Gemara says, wait, if that's considered inconsistent, so Rabbi Eliezer is also inconsistent. Rabbi Eliezer nameh, ilav ishtohi, mi'un nami lo tifayeh. She shouldn't eat a mi'un. So the Gemara says, ela bichdi tipuk. What, she should go out with nothing? That's not considered inconsistent. Bottom line, they're living together, you have to do something. So therefore the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense because he's more consistent in his opinion, which means he says the marriage is nothing. And therefore, all the laws of marriage do not kick into the husband. However, to say that she doesn't need anything to go out, that already is unacceptable. I mean, she needs minimally a mi'un. If she makes a mi'un, then already they can break the kiddushin. So therefore, he says that the Ezer is more consistent. Comes the Gemara and says that the Ezer and Yaakov are men. Now we get to the last part of the Mishnah. The Ezer and Yaakov said, if he is restraining her from leaving, then it's considered a marriage. However, if the restraint is from her, then it's not considered a marriage. What are we talking about? So the Gemara will explain it. And the Gemara says, what is considered the case? Akaba ish, that the restraint is coming from the husband. Ish, or a restraint that's not coming from the husband. So the Gemara says, let's say she's a ketana. She's married to a to husband. All of a sudden, somebody else comes to her and proposes to her to get married to her. Ve'amra, and she comes along and says, "Mahmad peloni bali." Says, "Listen, I can't get married to you because I'm married to my husband." Zoi akaba shehi minaish. That's considered a restraint that's coming from the husband, and therefore she's considered married to the husband, and therefore obviously she accepts that marriage because she's saying to the second guy, I can't marry you because I'm married to my husband. However, Mahmad bin Adam she'ena mehuganim li. But let's say she tells that second guy, listen, I'm not marrying you because you're not hagun for me. You're not proper. That means she's not even recognizing her husband that she's married. Zui akaba she'ena minaish. This is considered an akaba that's not coming from the husband, it's coming from him. Now what's the nafka mean after this? So the Tosafot explains over here, look at Tosafot, the bottom Tosafot, the Yesh Lomar, Dehacha lo ayri bimi'un. We're not talking about over here a case of mi'un, ela b'ktana sheniset shelo ledata. Remember we learned in the Mishnah that a ketana can only get married willingly. So the Gemara is now analyzing, how do you know if it's willingly or not? So the Gemara says, if she comes along and tells the second guy that I can't marry you because I'm married already, that you know that was done willingly. Therefore the kiddushin is a kiddushin. But if she doesn't even recognize the first marriage, she tells the guy, I can't marry you because you're not hagun, that means she's not even recognizing her first marriage, that means it was done shelo ledata, and therefore the kiddushin is not ha. So it's not a mi'un situation. I mean, this is the way to discern if the first kiddushin was done willingly or not. And how do we judge that? On a reaction to somebody that comes and offers her another kiddushin. If she comes along and says, listen, I'm married, that means she's married, she's agreeing that she's married, and if it's a data, if she doesn't agree to it, so then already it's showing that it's not a kiddushin. That's one interpretation. They have a different interpretation. Natan la get. Zoi akava shehi minaish, which means if let's say the husband gave the ketana a get, he has a right to give a get. Well, she can make a mi'un, but he has a right to get rid of her also. He can offer her a get. So therefore that's an akava from the ish, which means she's being restrained by the man, and then he offers her a get, and therefore that get is going to create halachot. Which halachot? Vehu asur bikroboteha. Now he becomes forbidden to her relatives, like a regular case of a man that divorces a lady, he becomes forbidden to marry his wives, his former wife's relatives. Vehi asura bikrobav, and she becomes asur to marry his relatives. Upasla mina keuna, and she's divorced, she's pesula to marry to the keuna. However, mi anabo, but if she made a mi'untim, so therefore the restraint is coming from her side, and she is nullifying it. Zui akava she'ena minaish, and from a mi'un, hu mutar bikrobotea. It's not considered like a divorce. He would be permissible to marry her relatives. And she's not considered a divorcee. She can still marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? If that's what the interpretation of the Bidya Ezer is in the Mishnah, that it's telling me If she got a get, then it's a regular divorce, saying all the laws kick in. And if she got a if she made a mi'un, then all the laws kick in as well. Meaning on the other side, so the Gemara says, we learned that already. Ha ketani lekaman. It's a befirush mishnah. Why would it say later on? Ha mima'enet bi'ish, hu mutar bikrobotea, vihi muteret bikrobav, velo pasla min hakehuna. Natan la get, hu asu bikrobotea, vihi asura bikrobav, hu pasla min hakehuna. So it's a bifurush mishnah. Why would there be the answer? I have to give this rule over here that if ta'akabah is coming from the man or it's coming from the lady, it's already explicit. So the Gemara says, Pirushe kamifarish. You're right. All the Gemara Mishnah later on is explaining explicitly what the Bileazir meant in this Mishnah. Because the Bileazir was vague in the Mishnah. He just gave a klal. If the restraint is coming from the husband or it's coming from the lady, so the later on Mishnah is not being redundant. It's being mefarish exactly what he meant. Now let's just see some of the halachot, the bottom lines that come out from this Amud. The Rambam writes in the laws of Girushin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halakha Yud and Yud Aleph, Nahagu Yisrael Lichtov Get Mi'un Benosach Zeh. The custom is to write a Get Mi'un, a divorce paper, with the following Nosach. Bekach B'Shabbat, Kach V'Kach Yom LaChodesh, they write the day, they write the day of the month, Peloni Shenat Kach, they write the year, the Minyan Peloni, Mi'ana Pelonit Bat Peloni Befaninu. This lady made a refusal in front of us, Ve'amra, and she said, "She'imi o achi hit'uni, this si'uni, they fooled me, they married me off to this guy, o k'dishuni v'ani ketana, or they married me off when I was a ketana, lefloni bar ploni, v'ashta galiti da'ati, kodam yekon, I'm revealing my intention in front of you, de'lo tzavina be, ve'lo ka'amina ime, I don't want to be with him, u'badakna plonit, and we investigated her, David barer lana de'adayin ketanai, and we investigated indeed that she is still a ketana, v'chatavna, v'chatamna, we wrote this, we signed it, v'yavana la lezaku v'l'ra'ya b'ra'ya, and we gave her this document as a ra'ya b'ra'ya, as a proof that what? That she is mutere. The next halakha comes from Shohan Aruch Eben Ha'ezah Siman Kufnunei halakha Gimal. Maran writes, Hami'un hu shetomar I efshar b'floni ba'li, O I efshi b'kiddushin shekiddushani imi v'achi, v'afilu ayu orchin misubin b'bet ba'la, even if she was serving guests in the house, v'yomet mashkalin v'amra, eni rotza b'floni ba'li, הרי זה מיעון, ואפילו שגרה בעלה אצל חנווני, להביא לו חפץ משאלה, he said it to the store to buy something, ואמרה, she said in front of the store, כי פייאב שמפלוני בעלי, אין לך מיעון גדול מזה. The next הלכה, אפילו לא אמרה דבר, oh, even if she didn't say anything, אלא הלכה ונתקדשה לאחר, כשהיא קטנה, she even made a קדושין, to another person, even if she was married to the first person, so if we see Maram was posek like the Yehuda, then betera. Comes the next Mishnah. Okay, the lady makes mi'un to the man. Like we just learned, he is permissible to marry her relatives, and she's permissible in his relatives, and she is not pesula min hakehuna, which means she can marry a kohen. The mi'un does not make her a migureshet. Natan la get, but let's say the husband gave the ketana a get, which is his prerogative, he gave her a get, who asu bikrobotea, then it's a regular law, but the divorcee, he's forbidden to marry her relatives, vi asura bikrobab, and she's forbidden to marry his relatives, upsula upastam in a keuna, she's forbidden to the keuna, because she's now considered a girusha. Lashi, natan la get, vafidui ketana, הרי היא כשאר גירושות ואסורה בקרוביו. Doesn't matter if she's a ketana. Bottom line, she received a get, she's like everybody else. Now the Mishnah begins the case. נתן לה get. נתן לה get. Let's say the husband gave his wife, who was a ketana, a get. והחזירה. And he took her back. So long as she doesn't go marry somebody else, he's allowed to take her back. Take her back. מי ענה בו. And then the second time he made a mi'un.
She made him Yehud.
V'niset le'acher, and then she went and got married to somebody else. V'nit armela, she became a widow. Onit karishah, she got divorced. Muteret la'azor lo. She can go back, eat to the original husband, even though originally he was Megaresha. And normally the law is if the person is Megaresha and she goes with somebody else, he cannot go back. But since the second time there was a Mi'un after the Girushin, the Mi'un nullifies the Girushin, and therefore indeed he can go back. What's the pshat? The Mi'un nullifies the Girushin? Because really, Min HaTorah, there's no marriage over here. Minat Torah, she's a ketana, and therefore Minat Torah is no problem. Mahzir Girushato. But what are you worried? When people see a Girushin, they're not going to notice. Oh, it's Mahzir Girushato. But if the Mi'un followed, so then the people say, there's a Mi'un over here, she's a ketana, and therefore they're going to know that the Girushin was only from a ketana. Therefore, there's no problem. Mahzir Girushato. So long as the Mi'un comes last, so that'll always define the Girushin that preceded it. And therefore, we're not worried about what the people are going to say. Therefore, it's permissible for to take her back, even though she got married to somebody else. Let's read Rashi with that. Muteret lachzor lo, afagav di'im loy azira, v'niset la'akher mitoche Girushin, v'nit armela, asula l'rishon, which is normally if a person was Megaresh's wife and she went to get married to somebody else, she's forbidden to come back. This guy over here took his wife back and made a mi'un the second time around. Atem mi'un. What does the mi'un come along and do? The gale ala diktanai. It reveals to everybody that what she's indeed a getra ubitlua legita, and that nullifies the get. It's not a din of ma'azir kirushato. So that's the klal of the Rishav, the Mishnah, that so long as the mi'un is last, so then she can go back to the original husband. However, the Mishnah says, mi'anabo, if let's say the first husband started off making a mi'un, the azirat then took her back, natan la get, and then gave her the second time a get. So the get is the last procedure. Then the set la acher v'nit armela onit garesha asura la'azor lo. That array is forbidden, because since the girushin was the last item, so therefore now people are going to think that watch is a regular girusha, and therefore he's being ma'zir girushato. So therefore it's going to be asur for him to take her back. Comes the Mishnah and explains, ze'aklal. This is basically the rule that we're professing over here today. Get achar mi'un. If the get comes after the mi'un, asura la'zor lo. Then she is forbidden to go back to him. Mi'un achar get. But if the mi'un is after the get, muteret la'zor lo. So comes the Gemara now and says, look at that, she's a klal, this is the rule. Kilomar afilu pe'ami merbe. Even if he did it many times, girsha v'chzira, umi ana im niset la'aqen mitok get asura la'azor lo, mitok ha-mi'un mutel la'azor lo. Which means even if he did this many times, he took her, he divorced her, he took her, made a mi'un, took her, divorced her. So long as, if the last process was a mi'un, and then she got married to somebody else, go back. If the last part was a get, then she cannot go back. Comes the Gemara and says, "Hamimainet beish." If let's say a lady was mimainet in one man, v'niset la'acher v'girsha, she married a second man, and there was a divorce from the second man, le'acher, a third man, umi anabo. Le'acher v'girsha, and agot abach eds le'acher umi'ana. So therefore, she married five different men, and the order was mi'un, girushin, mi'un, girushin, mi'un. So the Mishnah's din is, what's the din? Ze'aklal, kol sheyotzah menu beget. All the husbands that gave her a get, asura lachzor lo. She's going to be forbidden to go back to that man. B'mi'un, but the ones that gave her a mi'un, muteret lachzor lo. Rashi, kilomar, Rashi dibubet la'acher umi'anabo. Kilomar hazra v'nisit l'shilishi. She got married to a third guy, his first guy, mi'un. Second guy, get. Third guy, mi'un. ומיענבו כל שיוצא ממנו בגט אסורה לחזור לו אף על פי שיצתה משל זין משל אחריו במיון לא בטלה לגיטה דידה, which means even though technically she should be able to go back to the one that gave a get because it was followed by a mi'un. And we said that when it's followed by a mi'un, it nullifies the get that's before it. So the Gemara is going to give the hiluk between why and the resha. We said that if a mi'un was followed by a get, it's mevatil the get. But shaken over here, it's not mevatil. We have to see why the Mishnah makes such a hiluk. I understand it's different case. One's talking about the same guy and talking about different guys, but why is that a hiluk? Why does that make a difference in the sevara? Why should we say, if the whole thing is a gilui milta, so the chaura, bottom line, she's a ketana. So everybody knows she's a ketana, because the mi'un was the final part. The chaura should be able to go back to the one that gave a get. So the Gemara is going to explain the difference. Comes the Gemara and says, Alma, we see from the Mishnah, meaning from the resha of the Mishnah, ate mi'un umevatel get. That we see that what? The mi'un is mevatel the get. Let's remember the first case of the Mishnah. It was talking about a guy who was married. He gave his wife a get. He took her back. Gave his wife a mi'un. Then she went and got married to somebody else. It is permissible for him to take her back. Why? Because since the mi'un was done last, it nullifies the get, meaning everybody will know that that get was on a Kitana, and therefore you have no problem to take her back. Oh, Udmini, but we have a contradiction from the Sefa of the Mishnah. Hamimaened be'ish. V'niset la'acher v'girsha la'acher u'mi'anabo la'acher v'girsha. Ze ha'kelal. Kol shi'atztahem menu beget. Anybody that gave a get, asura lachzor lo. B'mi'un muteret lachzor lo. Alma. Lo atem mi'un dechavre, we don't say that the mi'un of one husband ubatil gita dide is going to nullify the get of another husband, which means you have mi'un get mi'un. Let's take that. Let's talk about case number 2 and 3. So case number two, husband number 2, there was a get. Husband number 3, there was a mi'un. Seemingly, based on the resha of the Mishnah, she should be permissible to go back to even husband number 2. Because his get was followed by a mi'un. But the Mishnah said what? She cannot go back to the one that gave a get. That contradicts the chaura de resha. Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Tavra. You're right. It's a question. Mi sheshana zu, lo shana zu. You have to say it's a two separate opinions in the Mishnah. Which is the first opinion of the Mishnah obviously holds that a mi'un is able to mevatel a get that precedes it, and the Sefa holds no, that a mi'un cannot mevatel a get, and therefore indeed the din of the Mishnah is two different tana'im. Mi sheshana zu, lo shana zu. That is the first opinion. Comes again, Rav says, Amar Rava. Rava says, wait. Umay kushya. What's the question over here? V'dilma mi'un dideh mevatel get dideh. However, mi'un dechavre lo mevatel gita dideh. Ra'es on Abbas Hiluk. Umay shena mi'un dechavre de lo mevatel gita dideh. What's the reason that the mi'un of the next guy? The Gemara is giving a logic. Why does the mi'un of guy number 3 not mevatel the get of number 2? We'll give you a sevara. The ID the makeret b'demizimotav b'kritzotav. Since this lady is familiar with the gestures of husband number 1, after all she was married to him, so therefore there's a certain closeness that they had. Azal, what is he going to do? He's going to go along at husband number 1, mishabesh. He's going to sabotage the marriage of guy number 2, umayti la, and is going to take her back. Which means if you allow a case where it's two guys, and you're going to allow this guy number 2 gave a get, guy number 3 gave a mi'un, if you're going to allow guy number 2 to take her back, since already there was a closeness between them, so what's going to happen? He's going to go to, he's familiar with her, he's going to seduce her, use that word, mishabesh, seduce her, not sabotage, seduce her, and what? She's going to leave guy number three, she'll make a mi'un to guy number three, and she's going to go back to guy number two. So we don't want that. We don't want to give a chance for husband number two now to ruin the marriage. If you give him a heter, he's going to ruin it. So the Gemara says, if that's the sevara, there should be no difference in the resha also. She can be seduced. So the Gemara says, mi'un dide nameh. His own mi'un is a problem. Why? Lo liptil gita should not nullify his get. Why? Dide. The ayri de makiret b'nimizimota b'kritzota. Still, she's familiar with the... he's familiar with... his wife, they're familiar with the gestures and all that, which means they're close to each other, they know each other well, and therefore he's able to seduce her, and therefore what's going to happen? Azil mishabesh umaitila. And what? He's going to sabotage the second marriage and take her back, so that we don't understand the chiluk, which means just like you're telling me in the sefa, why you tell me it doesn't work? Why doesn't the mi'un mevatel the get? Because you have a sevarat. You can allow the mi'un to mevatel the get. The guy that gave the get is going to seduce her. And what? She's going to leave that guy and go back. We don't want to give a person a chance to do that. Well, if that's the logic of the resha as well. Even on one guy, he gave his wife a get. He gave his wife a mi'un. Now she went to somebody else. If he knows he can get her back, what is he going to do? He'll seduce her and take her back. So that should be asur in both cases. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Ha-kevar shibsha ve-lo ishtabesha. She was already seduced once and she didn't take. Because what was the case of the resha of the Mishnah? The resha is first he gave her a get. Okay? And then what? He took her back. And then what? She made a mi'un. So obviously, she got rid of him. So therefore, he doesn't have the power of seduction, this guy. She got rid of him. So therefore, we're not worried now if she's going to go to somebody else that he's able to seduce her. So in the event that she becomes a tzin almanah or gerusha, she should be able to go back. However, but in this sefa, all what? This guy gave her a get, the first guy. He threw her out. So it could be she wanted to stay married. He threw her out. So if we're worried now, come back and say, listen, you know, I want you back. Therefore, she can be seduced. Therefore, in that case over there, we have to be concerned about that the mi'un is not going to mevatel a get. She might still come back. Whatever, it's a problem. So therefore, the Gemara says, that's the chiluk between the resha and the sefa, which is just one tana. There's a difference in the mechanics of the case. Comes the Gemara and says... Ela ikashya dehavre adehavre kasha. If you want to ask a question on a Mishnah, you can ask a question on the cases of Havre, on the Sefa. Why? What's the question? Mi anabo vihizira natan la get viniset la akher vinit almela. Which means, you have the Sefa of the Mishnah. What was the Sefa of the Mishnah? You have one husband, right? First he gave her a mi'un. And then what? Hi'azira. He took her back. Natan la get. And then gave her a get. And then what happened? V'niset la'ayin. She married somebody else. So the last process was a get. V'nitan me'la unit garesha. Then she became either widowed or divorced. Asura la'azor lo. Because why? Since the last process was a get, so therefore we're worried that what? The people are going to look like it's being mazir, gerushato. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Ta'amad dinit armila unit garesha. It's only because she became a widow or a divorcee. Ha mi'ana muteret la'azor lo. But implying that what? If a mi'un was made, then it would be permissible to take her back. Meaning, if you had a get, sorry, you had a mi'un, then you had a get, she went married another guy, she made a mi'un, that Mishnah doesn't talk about that case. It's mashmaf, she made a mi'un, she'd be able to go back, which means, even though it's the second guy, there was a get that preceded it. So the Gemara says, Alma, what do you see from the resha? At mi'un de chavre, the mi'un of the second guy comes and mevatel gita dide is mevatel the get of the first guy, and that we have a question on the sefa. Urminu urmini, what's the question? Hamimaenet beish, v'neset laachir, v'girsha laachir, Umi'anabo, that's the case of the five guys. Mi'un, Gerushin, Mi'un, Gerushin, Mi'un. And what do we say in the Mishnah? Ze'aklal, kol she'atzta memenu beget, asura lachzor lo. All the guys that gave a get, forbidden to go back. Bimi'un, muteret lachzor lo. Alma, lo atem mi'un dechavre, umevatel gita, dide. So you see what? That the mi'un of guy number three is not mevatel the get of guy number two. Whereas in the resha, we see that the mi'un of guy number two will be mevatel the get of number one. That's the stira. To that, Gemara says, Amar bil azar tavra. You're right. If that's your question, you indeed have a stira. Mi sheshana zu, lo shana zu. You have to say that indeed there are two different opinions over here. This case. Can the mi'un of another guy mevatel the get of the guy before him? In the Kenabi, there's two shitot. Ula Amar, Ula says no. We can answer it up. It's all one Tana. Kegon sheshlesha begitin temechziya kegedola. The case of the Sefa is talking about where she received three gets. Which means learn the Mishnah not in the order that we have it, because the way we have it, she only got two gets. Give a case where, let's say, she got a get
one
first, then a mi'un, then a get, then a mi'un, then a get. In that case over there, really, you're right. She should be able to go back to even the guys that gave her a get. Because the mi'un of the following guys should mevatel the get before, like we said in the Resha. But you know what? In the case where she receives a get from three people, she already looks like a gedola. So now we're concerned that what? She's a gedola. Now it's going to be considered like ma'zir gerushato. So the Mefarshim asked, but Amishnah gave a case of only two gets. So they want to say that Amishnah is following the opinion of the B that says chazakah, you only need two. But according to the Rabban Gamliel, chazakah, you need three. So that's why the Gemara is saying you need three. So you have to switch the case around where the get was given first. So that's really the answer. So there's two ways to answer the Mishnah, Stira, either Tavra, Mishanazu, no Shanazu, or you can say, no, the cases are inherently different. Now, once she gets a get from three different people, already she looks like she's a Gedola, and therefore we're worried about the people going to think that she's Mahzi, it's Mahzi Girushato, therefore it is indeed Asura. Comes the Gemara and says, Man Tana, who is the author of the Mishnah? Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. My dichtiv, what does it say in the Pasuk? Pasuk is in Echa. Memenu bechesef shatinu, etzenu b'mechir yavou. Our water, we needed to pay for the water with money. Etzenu, our wood came with a heavy price. Now the Gemara is using this Pasuk over as a derasha, that there was a time where the Torah was lacking in Klal Yisrael, and to get an answer to a question of Torah, you needed to pay a lot of money just to find the answer. Memenu is a reference to the Torah, because the Torah is compared to water, like it says in the Pasuk, Hoy kol tzameh lechul amayim. The Torah is also compared to wood, like it says, Etz chayim hi lemazikim ba. So it says, this Pasuk was fulfilled in the following case. Bish'at ha-sakana, at the time of sakana, the great Rabbi Rabbi Akiva was in jail. So they needed to get answers to his question, to the questions. So they had to send the correspondence to Rabbi Akiva in the prison. Nitbakesha halakha zu. They were actually asking this question that we are discussing now, Gemara. Halakha areshi yatzta minishon beget. Right, first guy gave a get, umisheni bimiun, and the second guy with a miun mouth shetazor larishon. This question that we have, can she go back to the original husband? Which means, do we say that the miun of guy number two is mevatel the get of guy number one? Sachru adamehat, so they had to pay hire a fellow about bami odzuz. 400. They dispatched him to the prison where Rabbi Akiva was to ask him this question. Asar. And Rabbi Akiva said, indeed it is going to be Asur. Et Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera ben Nitzibin. They asked the same question, Yehuda ben Betera ben Nitzibin. Asar. Amar Rabbi Ishmael ben Rabbi Yoseh, lezu lo utzrachnu. We know this is not a question, which means for sure she's going to be permissible to go back to the first guy. He argued. Why? Le'isur karet itarta. When it came to isur karet, which means, in case of, let's say, eshet ish, where you said what, if let's say a ketana goes and gets married, you said what, en ma'aseh ketana klum. Which means, even in a hamur case, where you're dealing with an eshet ish situation over here, you were matir her and said, it's no problem. Le'isur lav lo kol sheken. Certainly in the case of where ketana got married, we're only discussing, could she go back to the husband? That's only isur lav. All the most are going to be lenient. Again, when a ketana gets married, well, it's enough for this to make a mi'un. And the way we said is no, eshet ish over here. So for eshet ish, which is hamur, you say the marriage is not a marriage, you can just make a mi'un. You're going to be mahmir now. Could she go back to marry her original husband? That's only isur lav. So certainly we're going to say, if a mi'un was done, she can be going back. So it comes out, we have a mahloket tana'in. Who's the mahlok between? Rabbi Akiba with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah against Rabbi Ishmael ben Rabbi Yosef. So the opinion that the Mishnah said, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, now already we found the two opinions that want to make a mahlok. So there's really two ways in conclusion of this piece to learn the Gemara. Either you say it's a mahloket, or you say no, the cases are inherently different. Which means I'll come along and say, Didesha. It was talking about two people, which means the get, and then it was followed by a mi'un. She can go back to the first guy. Because since she only got one divorce, people will still think she's a ketana, even though the mi'un happened to the second guy. By the second guy, it's okay. But she get the sefa. There's different people, and she got get three times, and already we're going to be machmir. So that's the way to square off the Mishnah that is following all opinions. Now we have to see really who the halakha follows in these cases. So really, we begin with the halakha like this. Im Niset, where is this coming from? This is from Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Mi'un Siman Kufnun He. Maran writes like this. Im Nas'a Le'acher, she got married to somebody else, Umi Anabo, and made a Mi'un, Asura La'azol Rishon, Mepne Shiyatz'a Mimenu Beget. Which means she cannot go back to the first guy, because by the way, he gave her a get. And now, even though the second guy gave a mi'un, mahmir, cannot go back to the first guy. And what's the logic? The logic is over here, based on the gezerah. Because if you let him go back, he will seduce her. We're going with that sevara we saw in the Gemara. He will seduce her with gestures in order to ruin the second marriage, in order to take her back. So we're going with that shita. Now, what Maran is being mahmir, that as long as the get was the last item, even though the mi'un was followed, he cannot take her back, because we're concerned about the seduction factor. Now, afapishi atzat mina haron b'mi'un. Even though, let's say, the last guy made a mi'un, ve'en sarik lomar im girsha haron, or the most of the last guy made a girushin, or met. Ve'chen, okay, that's the way Maran is posek. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara gives another case. Biram, in truth, kach sha'alu, they asked another question to Rabbi Akiva. Let's read the case inside the Gemara, and then we'll map it out. Hare she'aita eshet ahi immo. You have this ketana, let's say, is his aunt. It's eshet, the wife of ahi immo, the wife of his mother's brother. Okay, so the mother's brother is his uncle. This ketana is married to this uncle, maternal uncle, and therefore she's asura to this man. We'll call him, let's say, Reuven. Asut Reuven midrabanan. Eshet ahi imo is asur midrabanan. Shehi shiniya lo, it's only a shiniya, which means isur midrabanan. V'nas'a ahiv me'abiv. What happened? Let's say his uncle died. This ketana ended up marrying Reuven's paternal brother. Okay, she's allowed to marry the paternal brother. Let's say it was from a different wife. So therefore, it's no problem in this ketana marrying the paternal brother of Reuven. What happened? Umet. And now that brother died. So what's happening? His aunt is falling to him. She's Reuven now is in a situation of Yibum with his aunt. So comes the Gemara and says, Mao shetima'en hashta v'ta'akrinu l'nisu'in kamai v'tetyabem. Which means, what's holding back this guy from making Yibum now? He can't make Yibum with his aunt. The fact that she was originally married to his maternal uncle, so but his mother's brother, so therefore you can make Yibum. But there's a way you can make Yibum, maybe. Let her make a Mi'un now, after death, to the uncle. Therefore, you are okay at the mafet, they were never married. Now all she was married to is the paternal brother of Reuven. Now when he dies, so now you can make a regular case of Yibum, which means, will I say bimkom mitzvah, I'll be able to make a akira of mi'un on the first marriage in order to allow a Yibum to take place. To give us questions. Yesh mi'un la'achar mitah bimkom mitzvah. Is there mi'un after mitah bimkom mitzvah in the case of a mitzvah? Oh no, would you say no? And therefore, she's not going to be able to make a yibum, but they would have to make a halitza. Kru shene bene adam be'arba me'od zuz. So they hired two people. They paid them 400 zuz. Uba'u v'shalu et Rabbi Akiva bebet asurin. So they asked this question to Rabbi Akiva in the jail. Ve'asar, and he was osir. He said, no, you don't make a mi'un after mitah, and therefore it's forbidden for this Reuven to make a yibum. Et Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera ben Nesibin ve'asar. And they asked the same question to Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera ben Nesibin, and also he was Oser. Amar b'Yitzhak bar Ashi'an. Umode Rav. Rav is mode shemutelet la'achiv shel zeh shene'esra alav. Which means, Rav that holds that what? That the mi'un ha'sheni is mevatel de get harishon. Which means, we learned the opinion now of Rav. That Rav said what? Is mahmir. That we said that the mi'un of the second guy is not going to mevatel the get of the first guy, which means, because she was worried about this seduction, and therefore what? She cannot go back to marry guy number two. Let's give the case in. Guy number two gave a get. Guy number three gave a mi'un. According to Rav, we do not allow her to go back to guy number two. Why? Because we're worried that he's going to talk her out of it, and he's going to sabotage the marriage, and therefore he was osir. Correct? But even Rav, that was osir the ketana to go back to guy number two, she's permissible to go back to his relatives. Which is, we're not going to consider it so much a girushin that she's going to be forbidden even to her, to his relatives. Which means, we'll say the guy, but not to the relatives. So the Gemara says, Peshita. What do you mean? Isn't that obvious? Who nehu demakeret benizimotav v'knitzotav? Aval achiv, lo. Which means, what was the whole logic? The whole logic was the seduction factor. Yep. And then who's going to seduce? Who knows this lady to seduce her?
Either.
The husband, Meshach, and the brother of that guy, doesn't know her so well, so there should be no hashash. So now, of course she's permissible to the brother of guy number two. Gemara says, you're right. Mao de tema ligzar ha'atuhai. I might have thought maybe make a gezerah. I'm making gezerah on the brother add to the husband. Kamashmala, and you don't. The Amri somehow the opposite way. Amar of Yitzchak Barashian. Kishem sha'asura lo, kach asura le'achin. Ah, the Gemara is ve'ah, ena makere b'knitzotehem v'rizimotehem, gezera achiv atuhu. So according to the second side, it's a gezera that you're going to make a gezera on the brother atu, the husband itself. Comes Maran and his posek. Ketana. Shaitan nesua la'achi imo. Case of the Yibum. She shiniyalo umet v'nasa achi me'abiv. She ended up marrying his paternal brother from the father. Umet v'nafla lefanav liyibum v'odenu ketana en omrim tema'en. We don't say tema'en la'akor nisuin rishonim kedi chityabem ela tzarata choletzet velo mityabem et shafi choletzet im temem, which means the din is you have to make a chalitza and not a yibum. Then Maran writes hamigaresh ishto gedola. Okay, a person, let's say, made a girushin to his wife o ketana shisua achaya b'chzira b'met ונפלה לפני יבם מותרת לו, אבל קטנה שסועה ביה ונקשב כדו על ידי אביה וחזירה עומד בעודה קטנה אסורה לבוקר, it's a case of ייבום. מלוך הלאה לעולם, אמן ואמן.